Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have been covering the story, of course, of the passing of Pope Francis. It's an amazing thing to consider, because it is, his legacy is a very, very varied one, and one that spans a lot of different areas. Certainly was outspoken, whether we agree with him in some areas or not, but a very, very outspoken and courageous man. Alana Pugh-Jones-Baranov is the country director of HIAS South Africa. She joins us this morning. Alana, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you? Oh, and Alana, can you hear us now?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I can hear you.
There we go. Great. Good to speak to you. Thank you for joining us. Give us a sense of who Pope Francis was.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show this morning. And deepest condolences to the Catholic community here in South Africa and across the world who are mourning this really important leader. He was a very inspiring man, a moral leader who was known for his humility from his earliest years in the Catholic Church. He had a deep faith and a commitment to social justice. The first pope that we've had from Latin America, South America, which was a really interesting development for the Catholic Church globally in terms of the direction that the church was moving. And of course, we know that Pope Francis was a Jesuit, and he chose the name Francis for himself as a nod to the famous Saint Francis of Assisi, who was also known for his extreme humility and piousness and his commitment to working with the people who found themselves in the lower parts of society, who struggled, the working class, and he also had a commitment to interfaith work, which is something that Pope Francis embodied as well. He was a longtime friend of the Argentinian Jewish community, where he came from, and he really prioritized the sort of work in his papacy and as he ascended through the Catholic Church.
You had interaction with him, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I had the immense privilege of meeting Pope Francis in November 2022. I was part of a delegation from the World Jewish Congress. It was a historic meeting that we had, and I was there along with the leadership of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies as well. And it was the launch of an initiative called Kishreinu, or Our Bond, which was a historic document that was to have a groundbreaking reframing of Catholic-Jewish relations. And an interesting fact is that we had the first kosher meal inside the Vatican.
Wow.
It was fully kosher. It really was special to be there, to hear from the Pope. Ambassador Ronald Lauder, who's the president of the World Jewish Congress, spoke. And then we all had a chance to shake the Pope's hand, which was just incredible. And it really was a testament to his commitment to Catholic-Jewish relations and how far those relations went. And during his time, the World Jewish Congress actually opened an office at the Holy See, again, as something that showed the commitment to dialogue and mutual respect and understanding between the two faiths.
Is it very Jewish of me if I ask what you ate?
My memory isn't going that short. There was delicious kosher pasta.
Okay,
sure.
Sounds perfect.
the best kosher Italian food I've ever had. I'll say that.
There's no doubt. There was no doubt that he was very much focused on reaching out, connecting with the Jewish community. He went to visit Israel, but in the latter part of his life, in the last couple of years, he made some very controversial statements around the Israel-Gaza situation, which almost indicated perhaps a lack of understanding of the situation. How do we manage that in terms of his legacy?
It's a great question, Howard. And I think Jewish organizations and leaders have not shied away from that in their condolence messages to the Pope and to the Catholic Church. Ronald Lauder spoke about moments of difficulty. The American Jewish Committee also spoke about certain disappointments that had happened in recent years. But as you say, the overall legacy is really one of commitment to dialogue and to reaching out and to building relations. But yes, the conflict was a source of tension at times between the Catholic Church and the Jewish world. And I think that what I was still impressed with was, though his views might differ, and of course the Pope came from a liberation theology school, he came from a school of thought that was focused on decolonization, he might have seen world events in different ways. He was consistent in condemning anti-Semitism, and he did meet with the families of the hostages. He spoke out for the release of the hostages. And I think that though his message might not have been exactly how the Jewish world would have wanted it at times, he did have a commitment to the release of the hostages and to peace. And I think on Easter Sunday, he mentioned his sympathy and his empathy for both the people of Palestine and the Israeli people. And again, he called for an end to war and to the release of hostages.
Incredible. That is where we leave it. Alana Pugh-Jones-Baranoff, she's country director of HIAS South Africa, talking to us about Pope Francis, the legacy, as well as her interaction with Pope Francis and the view of the community. It is 8:41. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.